I'm Mark Schultz, and I just wanted to begin by acknowledging my co-authors, especially the first author, a young undergraduate student from the State University of Maringá in Paraná, Brazil. He did a six-month internship with us, and he carried out all the work that I'm going to describe. Dr. Dave Barker and John McCormick are colleagues at Ohio State, and Aníbal Moraes is a visiting professor from the Federal University in Paraná. So a little background on this project. There's increasing interest among livestock producers, and especially beef producers in our region, of how to use short windows of opportunity to plant some annual forages, to extend the grazing season or produce some extra forage within their grain crop rotations. And here's some examples of what they've done. They've a group of producers get together and rent a plane and fly oats or rye over standing corn, like in early September. And then that, if we get some good rains, if it doesn't rain, it doesn't work. So it's a little hit and miss, but they have had success somewhat consistently. Where then once the corn is harvested, they graze the high quality oats or rye along with the corn stover later in November. But a real great opportunity is on those who have wheat, winter wheat, in their grain crop rotations, because the wheat is harvested in early July, and normally then that'll sit fallow till the next spring for corn planting that follows it. Sometimes they'll double crop soybeans, the grain producers, but for a forager or a livestock producer, it's a great opportunity to plant a short season forage to produce a lot of forage later in the fall. And so one of the most popular things they've done is planting oats in early August, the first week of August, and that produces up to 5,000 kilos per hectare. I've seen as high as 7,000 kilos per hectare in October. And they'll either harvest it for forage or silage, haylage, in early October, mid-October, or save it later for grazing, as then that bottom photo there, in November, December, or even into January. They'll graze these even under snow. Now, on this wheat, though, is an opportunity to grow a warm season forage, like sorghum sedan. We can do that, but the question is how to manage that on a shorter season than when we normally plant it in late May or early June. So our objective here was to evaluate effects of harvest timing, different times of harvest, and cutting height on production of Sudan grass and sorghum Sudan grass hybrids that are double cropped after winter wheat harvest in Ohio. So this would produce forage earlier, late summer and early fall, that when they could take their cattle off those permanent pastures at a time when those are really slowing down in their growth. We planted four varieties, no-tilled after into wheat stubble on July 19th, two sedan grasses, one being that it didn't produce a reproductive head, and two sorghum sedan grasses, both with the BMR6 gene for lower lignin, higher digestibility. And one of those was the dwarf type, the new Burkittic dwarf that is coming out on the market that has shortened internodes, higher leaf-to-stem ratio, supposed to be higher quality, but still produce acceptable yields. And then stripped across those four varieties and randomized in each replication, we had seven cutting treatments. The first three we cut at two different cutting heights, and then we had the very late cut that was just cut at the low cutting height. So here are the early are the harvest timing treatments. So 35 days after planting was the first one, then 47 days, 61 days, and 83 days after planting. Those were times of the first harvest in those treatments. In the first two, we had enough regrowth to harvest again at the end of the season on October 10th, which was the same date as this 83-day after planting, a very late cut treatment. And on those first three, we cut them at 10 and 20 centimeter heights, except for the brachytic, which we cut at half that height, at lower height because of its shorter stature and lower position of the growing point. So we had some variety by treatment interactions, but those were mainly magnitude differences, not any changes in ranking. And this shows the yield, the total season dry matter yield across all treatments. For the four varieties, the two Sedan grasses were higher yielding. The sorghum Sedan, the normal sorghum Sedan, was intermediate. And then the brachytic dwarf type had the lowest dry matter yield. There were also some forage nutritive value differences. NDF differences were fairly small. The NDF digestibility, 30-hour digestibility, we had bigger differences with the brachytic, higher leaf-to-stem ratio, having the highest digestibility of the fiber, the other BMR6 being intermediate, and then the Sedan grass being lower. And we did not measure the one normal Sedan grass in this assay. This shows you just how the growth accumulated, the dry matter accumulated from planting till October 10th. And this is just an example of the sorghum Sedan. They all kind of followed the same trend. And the time of each harvest and the height is shown here. So the early harvest was at 69 centimeters, then a little over a meter, the second, and so forth. Okay. So obviously yield accumulated as you delayed cutting, no surprise there. And this shows the forage dry matter yield at that first harvest, with it increasing dramatically over the season. And cutting height had an effect mainly at the first two dates, and especially at the mid date, with the shorter having higher yield, the shorter stubble. You're taking a little more of the plant in that lower stubble. And this affected the regrowth, the cutting height, especially in after those first two cuttings. So when we cut short, we were actually cutting below the growing point, so it had the tiller out to produce the regrowth on the left. And the right was the higher cutting height example. And there the tiller just continued to extend its height. And so with a higher cutting height after the early harvest, we had faster accumulation of dry matter, faster regrowth. So by the time of late October, we had a higher yield at the second cutting than with the shorter. After the mid-harvest, though, we ended up in the same place at the second harvest with both cutting heights. So you lost yield, really, by cutting high at the first harvest, okay? And then after the third harvest, there was no regrowth at all. And you can see the taller cutting height, actually, we lost dry matter yield between cutting and the last harvest. We actually did not harvest that for yield at that point. There was no reason to. There was really nothing there. So this is the total forage dry matter yield. So this includes the first cutting and the regrowth of the second cutting. Here on these two treatments that regrew, the early and the mid. And so if we're going to take an early harvest at 35 days, we should definitely, for yield, cut it higher so it'll regrow faster and get a higher second cut yield. If we're cutting a little later than that at 50, 55, 60 days, we might as well cut it short. We're not going to gain that much yield by cutting it tall, and we lose the yield at that first harvest. So a lot of options there to end up in about the same yield of a little over, 4,500 pounds per acre. Of course, if you wait and only cut it once at the very end of the season, we get the highest yields, and that might be adequate for some classes of livestock. But as you can imagine, as we delay cutting, neutral detergent fiber goes up, and digestibility goes down. Very little difference in cutting height there, especially for NDF at the first harvest. A little bit of a cutting difference effect here in the mid cutting, with the tall being higher digestibility than the short, which is what I expected to see more of, but it only really happened at that harvest. And notice the NDF, it was not significant difference between cutting height, but if anything, the short was lower NDF, which I expected the opposite. So kind of interesting. And then second cutting, NDF was very low for the mid cut short, and that's basically because it was very short growth, low yielding. So the tall had more growth on it, higher NDF, and also that had the lower digestibility, the tall, just because it had more growth compared to that very short second cut regrowth of the following the mid harvest. Smaller differences with the regrowth in the following the early cut between cutting treatments. So in conclusion, sorghum sedan or sedan grass hybrids can indeed be double cropped after winter wheat in the eastern corn belt. There were variety differences in yield and nutritive value, so that's an important consideration for livestock producers to select varieties for this shorter season. Harvest timing, how to manage that depends on yield and your forage nutritive value goals. Later cutting, increased yields, obviously, but also increased NDF and decreased the NDF digestibility with a single cut system. For two cut systems, harvesting at 35 days at an 8-inch stubble height or at 45 to 50 days at a 4-inch stubble height gave similar yields. Now, the quality of those two comparisons differed, and you would have to decide what you needed for your class of livestock of what option would be best. So overall, cutting height did not have a large significant effect on NDF or NDF digestibility when you averaged everything across all the forage that was harvested and at the first harvest, but it affected nutritive value at the second harvest by virtue of the cutting height effect on the regrowth and the amount of forage that grew back. And this is the young man who carried out all this work, the intern, who was with us for 6 months. So thank you very much.
Any questions for Mark? Mark, again, if you don't mind repeating
it. Yes, okay.
Mark, did you intend this for grazing or silage?
Okay, the question was, did we intend this for grazing and silage? The early cut was kind of where we would maybe want to go in for grazing, but we didn't have animals on this station, so we couldn't really put it under grazing. So the later, the mid, and even, you know, at a meter height, that's getting a little tall for grazing, I think. So to answer your question, we're kind of trying to do both with, the early clipping to kind of simulate a grazing. I know it's not perfect, but that would also maybe be a good, easier time to make hay, too, before it got too tall and larger stems, so.
Thank you, Mark.
Okay. Thank you.